Welcome to the Analyst Podcast Series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from experts. Moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Analyst Podcast Series. Today, we have Lisa O'Leary, Director of Career Development from ONIS, an ACS company. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Giselle. I'm very excited to be here.
And we are pleased to have you, Lisa. Lisa, some days ago, you shared with me you have worked from home for several years now, long before the pandemic even started. I really want to hear your experience. Tell us everything.
Absolutely. So this is a really fun topic for me because I've worked from home for many years. And now with the pandemic, everybody has, well, not everybody, but most people have had a chance to get a taste of what it's like working from home. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that companies have done a great job acclimating to contingency plans of having flex time, preventing too many people at the office at once. So it's going to help prevent the spread of the virus. And I think they've done a very good job with this. And before, remote jobs were very difficult to come by. And I think now, because of the pandemic, it has really allowed people to get that taste of what it's like to work from home and being able to be around their families and their pets. So I think it's a pretty neat thing. But basically, I want to dive into the most important thing that I've learned from working from home. And I think that would be that I had to become patient with myself. And the reason why I say that is when you're working in your living environment for hours each day, it can become a little stressful and sometimes a little bit loopy as well. And you kind of need to learn how to decompress from that. So it started with my first job in customer service. And that job particularly taught me time management skills. And I think that is going to be essential for anybody working from home. So I didn't have proper time management skills with the customer service job. I showed up to work at home, obviously. I started my shift in the morning and I would work through maybe my lunches and my breaks and work into the evening. Now that is not good time management skills. So I did learn from my other positions how to adjust that. And I went into education, project management, and now career development. So I've had a little bit of everything here. Also, I've taken online courses in grad school, so I'm very familiar with what it's like to communicate with people who are remote and how I'm going to adjust my lifestyle to making sure I have healthy boundaries. So what are those healthy boundaries and how did I make my working from home experience successful? Even though there's always going to be like challenges and things that you need to overcome if you are a guru, I want to say that motivation is so essential as well. So how do you stay motivated? Everybody's different. And how I stay motivated and keep productivity levels high is basically by making sure that I have structure. And a huge part of staying motivated is that you need to make sure that you somehow connect with your team. If that's going to be virtually, utilize the camera. If it's on chat, make sure that you're following up with people. Don't bombard people throughout the day, but make sure that you're having that communication with your team because it's so essential. I also think that if you're remote, you want to take advantage of that camera. So flip on the camera, make sure that you're communicating and they can put, you know, your face to your voice. I think that's also important if you don't get that one-on-one time in person. So that is a social aspect that you may lack in that business setting. So some people are doing remote and some people are doing a little bit of a hybrid approach where they're doing a couple days at the office and maybe remote the rest. So it's whatever the company has going for you. But right now I am work from home. And I have been for years and I love it. So team interaction is huge for me. And that is going to be my number one motivator. If I know that I have a team that's there to support me, that's going to give me the drive to be my best self at work. And I love that. So I'm going to take advantage of any virtual events we have. All of my meetings are going to be scheduled. I will take on any meetings that people add to my calendar. So all of that is great motivation. And obviously, when you see success in different goals that you set, that's going to be even more of a motivator. Some people use a paycheck as a motivator. Mine is more of a rewarding experience where I'm doing great work and providing value to the company, and that's good enough for me. So moving into discipline, discipline is huge. If you're not disciplined enough, you are not going to be successful with work from home. And I know because of the pandemic, people were just forced to work from home and they just had to adapt. That's great. And we've all learned from different situations. So amazing job to everybody who has never worked from home and totally achieved greatness. So I'm happy about that for other people, but you need to be disciplined. You have to have structure. If there's no structure, you're not going to be able to achieve your goals. You're going to be distracted very easily, and discipline's just going to be right out the door. So with that, I stay disciplined by using healthy tips, which we'll touch base on later. But the number one rule for me is something that I learned from a professor in my undergrad school before grad school was, if you don't show up to class, you're not going to show up to your job. So I switch that around for myself now. If you don't show up to work, yes, you're not going to get a paycheck. You're not going to be there for your coworkers. Obviously, if you know you're sick or something happens, like there's a family emergency, that's understandable. But show up to work and show up on time, and then you're going to achieve greatness. And yes, we all have days where it's a good day, it's not a good day, but I think when you have that structure of being disciplined, it's going to make things so much easier for you. You're going to learn how to work through those distractions. You're going to be more successful in what you're doing, and you're going to enjoy doing it more. So definitely be disciplined. I start my day off by just having that attitude of gratitude, which I'll mention later, but I'm grateful for everything that I have. I am grateful for my job, and I set the tone by making my bed, because it's something I can look forward to later on. After a long day of work and you go back to your bedroom and you see a beautiful bed that you made, it's so rewarding. And it's the little things like that that help you stay motivated. So all of them kind of play a role with each other. And if you start achieving each one, you know, sky's the limit with working from home. And it sounds silly, but it's true. You're going to become an expert and you'll continue to grow in certain areas. Affirmations and goals, you know, that goes in with that whole attitude of gratitude. Set an affirmation for the week, for the month. Same with the goals, like do that weekly, do it daily. I like to set the tone for the week by having an affirmation, and it'll definitely motivate me. And like I said, it all plays a role with each other. So when I say an affirmation to myself, or if I write it down on my task tracker, it's going to be my reminder of my weekly focus. And I like to tell myself, there's going to be days that you may be overwhelmed. You have everything that you need that's within you, and everything will unfold the way it's supposed to. So it could be anything. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be short. It could be anything that's true to you and that you can refer back to at any time or reflect on at the end of the week if you like to do that. But for me, I like to think of, I'm only going to focus on today and what's at my feet today. And if that means that I'm going to have challenges that I'm going to have to work through, I'm going to do it. And sometimes everything's just glorious and you have just an amazing day overall. Setting those goals, you know, that is a huge part of career development as well. So in my field, it's important for me to set goals. That way I can teach others how to do that as well. So I like to have personal goals, but also goals that have to do with my role at ONIS, now part of ACS. So I think setting goals that are achievable are great, but I also like to set goals that are going to challenge myself. And I don't want to always make things easy, because without a challenge, I'm never going to keep pushing myself. So set goals that are reasonable for you and something that relates to work, and then do things that are more personal goals, because once you start seeing, hey, I achieved this goal, create a habit tracker. I do that on a regular basis. I do Monday through Sunday, and I write down all of the things that I want to set as my goal. And then I just go through each day of the week. And it's amazing to look back at my goal was to hit all 5 days in the week besides the weekend. Those are going to be my cheat days. I hydrated every single day. So you do like a calculation, you're going to get like 5 out of the 7. It's pretty neat once you see a pattern, and it helps you understand who you are as a person and to build on your strengths. And now the last part of what I've been covering is accountability. Accountability is one of my favorite words. And the reason for that is if you're not accountable for your actions or things that you do, you're never going to be able to push yourself even harder or learn from your mistakes. You know, we're all human and we all make mistakes. And that is just such a good thing to do. You get to learn from yourself, and that's just growth. So I tell myself, in order for me to see results and be successful and be the best professional that I can be, there has to be accountability. If I'm not accountable for my own actions, then why should anybody else care what I'm doing? I believe that accountability is going to help me push myself to, like I said, be the best professional that I can be and to identify areas of opportunity that is going to help me build on becoming more successful. And I believe in challenging yourself. If you're not going to challenge yourself, you don't know the potential that you have, you know, within anything. And I like to say that sky's the limit. Push yourself, believe in yourself, and it's so important.
Discipline, I believe it's a true part of working from home, because you do not go to an office, you do not have a routine, and you're not having your coworkers or your boss looking at what you do. And accountability, I know it's a great part of remote working to be your own judge as well of what you do. And be honest to yourself if you're actually hitting your goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, this is like another favorite part that I have, because there's so many pros and cons. And if I'm going to be brutally honest on here, it's important to know both. So some pros that we can focus on is you're going to learn how to set those healthy boundaries. And once you're able to do that, it's going to be awesome, because you could do that with anything then. You're going to be able to know how to set healthy boundaries with personal relationships, learning how to say no, but in a pleasant, proper way, and to know when the right time is to say no. Setting the healthy boundaries to say, you know what? I matter. I'm important. So is my job. But self-care is so critical in being successful in anything that you're doing. If you're not taking care of yourself, you're going to fall apart. And I've seen it happen. I've seen people get burnt out. I'm a yes person, but you need to learn how to say no in the right way. And we actually just hosted a workshop today and we talked about this. You know, you can say no to people and it's okay. You don't need to feel guilty about it, but circle back with that and make sure you say, okay, well, I'm going to say no. And say it's like my boss. My boss is asking me, can you do this task? And if I'm looking at the task and I say, okay, is this a priority? Is this urgent? Is this coming from executive levels? Obviously, if that's the case, you're going to tackle that. But if it's something that might be able to wait till tomorrow, you can kindly say, you know what? Right now, I have a lot on my plate. I have some tasks that I'm planning to tackle, which we'll touch base in a few minutes about a little technique. But can this wait till tomorrow, or can I have it to you by the end of the day? So that's indirectly saying no, but kind of re-strategizing how you're approaching that no. Okay, another one is there's no commute. You get to save money. Yay! You know, that all depends on each person and their transportation. But, you know, that's the most common thing that you hear is, yeah, working from home, I get to save money. And yes, you do find yourself eating more snacks throughout the day, but I encourage that. Healthy ones are awesome. So no commute, no traffic. You know, if you think about it, when you are driving to work and you're stuck in traffic, the immediate response that you get if you're going to be stressed out about it, you're setting that tone for the day. Now, I'm a believer of laws of attraction, and what you put out to the universe, you know, it may come back to you in a good way, or even, you know, spiral into something else. So it's one of those things where you get out of bed, you stub your toe, then everything else spirals from there. You're stuck in traffic, you're late for your meeting. So set the tone by being happy and grateful when you start your day. Be grateful for your job. And if you do have to commute, like, more power to you. Just be calm. Listen to something great when you're stuck in traffic, and just have that positive attitude, and it's going to really help. But instead of going off track on that, no commute, saving money. That's awesome. What else? You can tackle some things on your break. So I don't want to encourage anybody to multitask and work at the same time, but there are some perks. So say you have your hour lunch break and you're like, okay, this dishwasher needs to be emptied and I need to put these dishes in there before my spouse comes home or my significant other, or you're just really overwhelmed by the mess. That's okay to do that on your break, but break only. And I encourage that so much because you can easily get sidetracked. Now, it is a pro to be able to tackle some things, like put a load of laundry in, all of that. But I would actually recommend you taking advantage of the time that you have for breaks to spend it with your kids if you can. Take that hour to eat lunch if you're at home and your kids are not at school. You could go outside for a walk with your pet. That's like the best thing you could do, is even just getting fresh air. It's going to like help out so much to get through the day. You can have lunch at home. Like I said, eat with somebody, eat by yourself, turn on Netflix on your phone, kind of decompress during your lunch. And it sounds silly, but it's really helpful for me because lunch is so important for me that I block it out on my calendar. I need, excuse me, that moment to decompress. I need to give my eyes a break from the computer. I have to take that healthy break. Being more comfortable in your home. I'm a homebody, so I love being at home. I love seeing pictures around my house of family members because it's something I can just kind of, you know, take a peek at, glance at, and be like, okay, motivator. I love seeing things that make me happy. Sign for packages. So if you're not on a call and your doorbell rings, you have like a second to go and sign for something that needs to be signed. That's a plus. Just being able to be in your own living environment can be very, very fun at times, but we're moving into cons. So we're all familiar with background noise, pets barking, different noises, construction, kids, you name it. You can hear it and it's happening, but we've learned to acclimate to different noises, and that's fine. Try to limit it as much as you can. It's never easy and it's never going to happen all the time where it's just going to be complete silent, unless you're very lucky and you don't have any of that, then awesome. But background noise, that's a con. It can be distracting. I think there's a little bit of flexibility with being excusable at this point because we're all dealing with it. And, you know, it's kind of falling into the norm, but people can become very irritable with that. And maybe they don't work that well with distraction. So that one is definitely a con. Some people might be tempted to walk away and then they lose track of time. So if you're not a person that has really good time management skills, you definitely need to set like reminders on your phone or alarms because you are going to be all over the place. Definitely time management, reminders, alarms, you're going to need that because this is definitely a con. You're going to be totally sidetracked. Another one would be waiting for answers. This is a con, but it's also beneficial to the person because you can learn more patience and you can learn how to acclimate to waiting for an answer, but still being productive. So I know that there's a couple courses on how to continue to be productive while waiting for answers. So I like to say that a con would be if you're not at the office, you can't just walk down to the person and ask them any questions, and you won't get that answer right away. So it can be very frustrating when you're just waiting in chat for a response, but you have to understand that if you're remote, it doesn't mean everybody else is remote. They may be at the office and they may be getting an answer from somebody down, you know, the hallway, and you're still waiting for yours. It happens and it's normal. You just have to learn to go with it. Technical issues. This can happen both at the office and at home. I think at home, it could be more just because you could have construction going on. Somebody hits like a wire or something that's grounded into the ground and you lose Wi-Fi, power outages, stuff like that. Maybe your kid spilled something on your laptop and now you have no computer. I don't know. So technical issues.
Yeah, sorry. I will interrupt you. Has that ever happened to you?
Okay. Well, I've had technical issues before, so I don't have any kids, but I definitely have pets. I have a puppy and he came by me right behind my desk at one point and ripped the my headset off during a meeting because he got tangled in the cord. So that was kind of a little bit of like a disruption slash technical difficulties because I was speaking and they were probably like, where'd she go? But you know, you just have to laugh it off at some point. But definitely I've lost Wi-Fi before. And that is very frustrating because you're like on your phone, you're like, oh no, I lost Wi-Fi, but I'm still here. And you know, because you can work off of your data on your phone, but when you lose Wi-Fi, not fun. So basically, you know, you can even get tired more easily because you can get so sidetracked that you're just working through breaks. Like I said, that's not self-care at all. That's not time management. You want to create those healthy boundaries because you're going to be working in your living environment and you're going to get exhausted and you're going to not be motivated to go out and do something after work. And you're just going to be stuck in your house and you don't want that.
From where you were talking, I do have one question.
Yeah.
How do you manage your breaks? Do you schedule them throughout the day or whenever you got off 5 minutes earlier from a meeting? How do you manage that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I am really good about blocking out time on my calendar. So like, for instance, today I had workshops all day and I wanted to make sure I would get a break, but also those that were in the workshop. So I block out those times and I make sure everybody's aware of it. So managing my breaks, it's easier now than it was before because I can plan it like when it fits best in my schedule. So there's times where I have back-to-back meetings and I'll have to literally like bring my laptop with me to go get a drink or a refill of coffee because I don't want to miss something or just put my headset down. So I'm really good about just finding a way to do it. But, you know, it will go into the tips and tricks that I have later about, you know, always have something on your desk, like an extra water. Have a water reminder of when you need to hydrate. Have your coffee on your desk and try not to like drink it all because you need that caffeine. So just try to utilize your space as much as you can. And I think that helps you in determining like when you need to take your breaks, your lunchtime, and it kind of all falls into place. So there's not a specific answer for that, but I think each person is going to be different.
Yeah, I agree. Well, so do you have any tips to share with our listeners?
I sure do. I have a lot of tips. And you could, you know, utilize these tips if you want. If you don't, I totally understand. But my favorite tips of staying organized and just coping with the work from home situation and just to be successful with any work from home experience that I have, which is my day-to-day job. So first things first, you want to get a good night's sleep. So go to bed early if you can. Some people are good with just 5 hours of sleep. Nope, I need a good amount. I will take the 8 hours if you give it to me. So get good sleep. Try to do all your tasks the night before. So like the dishes that are piling up, the laundry. Make sure you meal prep if you want to. Try to do that the night before because it will make a difference and you'll be less chaotic about it all. I make my bed, as I mentioned before. It sets the tone. Always get ready for the day. You'd be surprised how motivating that is. I once worked with somebody who said in the customer service role, you know, smile and dial, but put some pretty lip gloss on and you're going to feel great. Well, I tried it and it actually kind of helped, but, you know, maybe that's a placebo. But I like to say that, you know, make sure that you feel fresh and you can tackle the day. And if that means, you know, just looking presentable, and if you're going to be on Teams, you definitely want to do that. Grooming is important, but feeling fresh really helps you being able to tackle that day. And it's one of those things, if you feel good, and you know, it helps you like just be confident. Take a healthy lunch break. Definitely eat. You need that fuel. I think that's a good one. Play some music. Music is very calming for me. I play classical in the background, spa music, anything that's just going to kind of be background noise, but not disruptive. And I always have my water or coffee on my desk and maybe some mints if I need a little bit of a boost of sugar or something. I always just have things on my desk that I can grab within reach. That way I don't have to take that many breaks or distract myself from the momentum of working. And then I'd like to say maybe utilize the post-it note method. This one's fun for me. So if you have a notepad, I would recommend writing down all your tasks. And on the task list, you're going to cover everything except the first task, and you're going to put a post-it note over it. So the first task, think about how long that'll take you to complete that task. So check my emails. Well, I think it's going to take less than 30 minutes, so I'm going to set a timer for that. All of the other tasks that I have listed for the day are covered. It just is check emails. So I'm going to tackle this task first. As soon as that task is completed, I'm going to cross it off, and I'm going to move the post-it note down, and you're going to keep doing that for each task. So you could do this, like if you have dual monitors, you could put your task list on your one monitor and cover it with post-it note. Or you can write it down. I like to write things down too. So that's very helpful for me. And whatever task you don't finish, move it for the next day. And you just keep doing it. So that's going to keep you motivated. That's going to stay on, help you stay on track. But you'll be excited to see like, okay, so I did a lot of my tasks. I did a great job. I like to block out time on my calendar for tasks. It's a real thing. I will block out time for tasks, projects, meetings, and lunch. So that could be a helpful tip for anybody, because you could still put yourself as tentative or free, but as long as you block out that time, you know you're going to have to meet that. And I want to also mention that you can utilize Teams in a very efficient way by using the status. So if you're busy, put busy. If you are available, make sure you're available. If you need to step away, say you're going to be right back, and so forth. So this feature is going to be your best friend when it comes to making sure you're not being bothered, and you can definitely stay motivated and keep your productivity high. Another thing that you can do would be meditate, do some guided meditation before a big meeting or presentation that you have. This can be very helpful for you. And I find it to be very helpful to decompress before something big. And then you're just going to be like, wow, that wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad at all, because you took that moment for yourself and you do need that time. And I think one of the last things that I have is, you know, make sure that you have nice things around you. If you have like fresh flowers, a diffuser, lavender is very soothing and calming. A candle, anything that will help you just feel at peace while you're working, that's awesome. Have an organization tray that you could put like important papers on there if you use papers or you print anything. Have folders, organize your OneNote, and it's just going to be very helpful, especially if you start to organize yourself, your day is going to be more organized.
That one last tip sounds easy, but I think it's the hardest of ones. So finally, what's the one advice you will give our listeners?
Okay, so my final advice that I would give to the listeners is you know, make sure that your work from home environment is comfortable for you, because if it's not, you're not going to be able to focus. You want it to be comfortable and you want it to be distraction free if possible, but start to practice dealing with those distractions if they come about, because then it's just going to be easy. It's definitely a skill to master, and I think that anybody can do it.
There you have it, guys and gals. I hope you wrote everything down. And if not, you can replay these podcasts whenever you want to. Remember to give us a like and share this podcast with your teammates, coworkers, family, friends, whoever you want to. Thank you, Lisa, for joining us today and everyone for listening. Be sure to stay tuned for the next podcast.
Go farther with analysts. Thank you for tuning in to the Analyst Podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at analyst.com. Moving at the speed of you.